This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We've got a liner we play pretty often. I should have played it coming into this interview. I don't know why I wasn't thinking about it. That says, all battles are spiritual in nature. And one of the reasons I like that liner is because often I play it. And then we just talk about something normal. But it's like a reminder that what we're dealing with is not always just what's on the surface. Bill Donahue is here to talk about that. He is an author. He's got a book coming out in June called Cultural Meltdown. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the reasons that I said, yeah, let's talk to Bill is because of the topic of your book. You say there's a tug of war, and I have to agree with you here. There's a tug of war going on between two different strains of thought that are trying to, not control America, but control at least the worldview of the way America is headed. One is secular, the other is religious, spiritual. Please dive into that a bit for us.
Right. Well, the country is split, families are split, and hopefully the disagreements are amicable. A lot of times, anymore, they're not, unfortunately. But on the one hand, you have Americans who believe, as our founders did, that this is a special country, that we are founded on the Judeo-Christian ethos, that we believe in God and moral absolutes and natural law and natural rights. The only perfection exists in heaven, not here on earth, and attempts to achieve it can also backfire. Then you have the secularists. They're too smart to believe in God. They know better. They suffer from what the Catholic Church calls the sin of pride, which is the idea that I don't need God. I am self-fulfilling. They believe that you can create perfection and heaven on earth, which is every time they try their utopia, whether it be in the Soviet Union, under Stalin, or under Mao, in China, or wherever, it always ends in bloodshed. But they never seem to learn anything. They think everything is relative. There's no such thing as truth, and that's a big one. I spend a lot of time in the book going over this idea, this postmodern idea that there's no such thing as truth. Once you accept that, then, of course, you can believe that a man can become a woman can become a man. You can think you're a giraffe, I guess. I mean, this is the madness of our day.
Bill, I think that's such an important distinction, and it really does drive a lot of belief. You know, we talk about politics a lot and so forth, but they really, a lot of the beliefs that we have are rooted in these things. And one of the big ones that you just hit is the perfectibility of man, that that the secularists, without really saying so, but this does drive what they believe, that we can achieve perfection. And the Christian worldview, or even a non-secular worldview, would acknowledge that just man is just not capable of that.
Exactly. And for Christians, we believe in original sin, That is to say, we're a fallen people. Can we improve? Of course, and we should be compelled to improve. But the idea that heaven can be created on earth, this is what has motivated, you know, beginning with Marx,
yeah,
and even before him with Rousseau. It's always the intellectuals. It always begins with the big thinkers. And it's interesting the way they treat their own family is disgusting, and yet they love mankind. It's Mother Teresa said it best. You know, it's always easy to love somebody from afar, but the person right up front, that's a little more difficult to do. These ideas are dangerous, actually. It's not just wrong-headed. I want to make that clear. The listeners understand. People make wrong-headed decisions every day. I make them, you make them, we all do. But I'm talking about an idea which is dangerous, which is pernicious, which is the idea that we can create heaven on earth, that we can have a utopia where we get rid of all kinds of problems and inequalities and everyone will live happily ever after. This is dangerous because it leads people to believe that those in charge now have to be given full rein. And anyone who resists, well, they're subject to the guillotine, obviously. Robespierre was the master terror during the Reign of Terror. Where did he get his ideas? From the grand intellectual Jean-Jacques Rousseau. There's always an intellectual behind the bloodthirsty monsters in history.
Bill Donahue, his new book, Cultural Meltdown, comes out in June. You said a phrase there that I said, wow, that's a good one. Loving people from afar. That is such an ideology that makes people feel good. And I would say that this would be something that isn't exclusive to the political left, but certainly is something that I hear more from the left than the right, that you can love people by just simply making the government big enough to take care of them. And it's so central to so many of the things that we talk about that is not a Christian ideology. The Christian way to go about caring for somebody is to personally go about, you know, help that person individually, not just this like big mass of, oh, I'm helping because I'm part of the society.
Right. And, you know, and you can begin by at home. I mean, you know, Marx loved all of mankind. What did he do? He impregnated his maid, Lenchen, and then had his colleague, Friedrich Engels, assume paternity because he didn't want to embarrass himself in front of people. So on his deathbed, Engels said, that son, Freddie, is not mine. That was Marx's. What did and two of his daughters committed suicide after that. And then in the case of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, he wrote a book called Emile, telling everybody about child rearing. He had five childs, all illegitimate, from his scullery maid, and he never supported them, never even gave them a name. But he loved mankind. Now, Mother Teresa said it best, again, people said to her, listen, I want to change the world, but I can't save the world. She said, don't try. Try to save one. Try to save one person. That would be a monumental achievement.
Now, as Christians, you know, we're going to get a lot of pushback because the people that we support for office don't necessarily have those morals all the time either. But you're saying, you know what? That's to be expected. In a Christian world, you look at people and know that every single person is flawed.
Exactly. That doesn't mean that we have to accept rogues. No, and we should throw them out when they're really that bad. What we have to understand that we're all sinners, that we're all fallen, and that we can't have perfection on earth, but we have to strive for improvements. But there's a very big difference between that and saying, listen, look, there's no God. That's all nonsense. That's a fiction. I will fix things now. That's what the intellectuals always say, and they hand it over the baton to the activists. And once we get control of the command centers, we can socially engineer, we can biologically engineer people. Oh, yeah, we can create eugenics. I mean, Hitler tried that. He picked up on the ideas sponsored by the Rockefellers who brought about Planned Parenthood. I mean, there's a long history to this stuff. And right now, what you have in our American society today is out in California, they're considering now anybody who is mildly suffering from dementia, we can put them down. There's a bill out there. Where are we going with this, people? I mean, we're going right back to where I thought we gotten away from. But you see, that's what happens when paganism comes back and resurfaces and Christianity is taken out of the equation. This is what you get.
It's so important to talk about these things because they are the root of the tree. You know, the fruit that we're seeing, that we're looking around confused by and going, why is the world the way it is? You know, 50 years ago, it wasn't like this. Well, that's because our roots were better then. And we we all kind of had a shared heritage in the Judeo-Christian ethic that we don't have now. So, Bill, I guess my big question for you as we close out here is, what does the future hold? How does one ideology win over the other?
Well, it's going to have to happen. Go from the bottom up. Look, in my lifetime, I have a doctorate in sociology. I've known them, the left. I've been a professor. I've seen the left in control of academia and higher education. I've seen in the publishing world, the nonprofit organizations, a lot of the foundations, and the like. What's happened in the last 10 years, you've got traditional institutions such as the military, the medical profession, and the corporate world having gone woke, having gone left. There is some good news here, though, that they're beginning to put the brakes. They're saying, wait a minute, this DEI stuff, the idea that you can trans into another gender, into another sex, the idea that we should just, you know, defund the police, they're beginning to say, you know what, this is not really working. So it's going to have, the elites are going to have to follow us. But that's a little bit more difficult because by definition, they're the big decision makers. But they can be forced to change as well. I don't trust most of the elites in this country anymore, and that's a sad commentary. I want to be able to trust them. But they're the ones leading this into this secular madness. But there's a lot of pushback coming from below, and I think the American people, we have to continue this fight, otherwise it's over.
Man, Bill, I almost wish I would have put your call here with us right at the end of the show, because it's like you took the entire 2 hours of Wiggins America this week and boiled it down to 10 minutes. So thank you for doing that. I hope to have you back closer to the release of your book, which is in June. It's called Cultural Meltdown. In the meantime, how do you want people to connect with you?
They can go to CatholicLeague.org, www.CatholicLeague.org. You'll see the latest statement I put out that everyone is wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who says that past administrations all said you couldn't have religious themes and symbols with the Easter eggs. I have the proof I found in 2002 this morning at my desk in New York City, and it's up on our website, a religious symbol, an Easter egg submitted by New Mexico in 2002 under George W. Bush. So we've been lied to again by the elites.
Bill, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. More Wiggins America. Stick around.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.